If you're a police officer in the United Kingdom, you probably don't carry a gun. In fact, you could go through your entire career and never fire a weapon. A pretty stark contrast to police on this side of the Atlantic. Michael Matthews is a police constable with the London Metropolitan Police. He's now attached to Scotland Yard, and he's just spent time shadowing Detroit police officers. It's all research for a book that he's writing about the DPD. And his time with Detroit cops was an eye-opener for him. Michael Matthews is with us now. And, Michael, I know you're at an airport in transit back to England as we speak.
I am. I'm just standing around snowy Toronto at the moment.
Well, I'm glad we could get you on stateside. Michael, tell us a little about your police career in England, just so we kind of get a sense of what you've been doing in police work.
Sure. I joined the police in London in 1994. My father was a policeman before me. And I started off in North London in a place called Kentish Town, which was a busy inner city area. And from there, I went to Heathrow Airport, where I carried a gun for a few years, 3 or 4 years. And then from there, I went to Scotland Yard working in intelligence.
And you've already written one book called We Are the Cops, The Real Lives of America's Police, after you visited a number of American police departments. I'm wondering, Michael, what got you so interested in the way American police officers do their jobs?
Growing up in the UK, you get so much media and television and obviously movies, and a lot of that is American. So you see these American cop shows, you see the American movies. And, you know, as a young kid growing up in the UK, seeing, like, you know, watching Kojak and these sorts of shows, and Hill Street Blues, it's a completely different world. And I didn't go to the US for the first time until I was about 20 years old. So this is a whole other world. And the police in the US are so different to how they are in the UK, or they certainly look that different when you watch it on television. You know, it's all excitement and action, and there's guns and these car chases and language like perps. And you just don't get that in the UK. In the UK, it always seems a lot more mundane. You know, policing can still be exciting in the UK, can still be dangerous. But certainly in comparison to the TV shows I grew up watching, it's in a completely different world. I was always fascinated with American policing, and America for that matter. You know, I'm very interested in the country itself. So I always wanted to come and visit the US. In fact, before I joined the Metropolitan Police in London, I actually telephoned the American embassy in London, asking how I could become a cop in New York.
Huh.
And when they asked me if I was American, I said, no, I'm English. They sort of laughed and put down the phone, and that's my American police career finished with there and then. I've always wanted to come, and I did eventually. About 12, 13 years ago, I came to the US for the first time to spend time in the police. In that time, I've traveled all over the country. And as you said, my book, We Are the Cops, is a result of my travels around the US, you know, from Alaska to Mississippi, LA to New York. And I went to Detroit for the first time about 12 years ago. And of all the places in America I went, it was Detroit that stood out the most.
Why was that?
Detroit just seemed that bit more extreme. I call it extreme policing in Detroit. You know, policing can be exciting and dangerous all over the country, but Detroit, the environment that these cops work in, the danger they work in, you know, just the feel and the look of certain parts of Detroit. Everyone talks about the ruins and stuff, and certainly, you know, that you do see that. And downtown changing, of course, massively in Detroit. But outside that, you know, these dangerous neighborhoods still exist. It just seemed that bit more exciting, that bit more dangerous, and that bit more extreme.
Hmm. So you came back to Detroit to shadow Detroit officers. What kinds of things did you do?
On this last trip, I spent time with a gang intelligence unit, which are a great bunch of officers doing, you know, really excellent work. And I've been embedded with them for the past couple of weeks. And in that time, you know, they show me the gang areas in the 9th precinct, especially in the 5th precinct in the northeast. And in that time, you know, I witnessed them make a gun arrest. We're actually driving past a gang house, a known gang house. The sergeant on the unit wanted to specifically show me this house. And as we were driving past, a guy came out and was just staring at us. And as we looked here, we saw that in his hand, he's holding a handgun. So we drove around to do some observations on him. He went back into the house. And as we were standing there, he came back out and came towards us with his hand down his waistband. And we realized he was still holding the gun, and he's actually looking like he's going to come to attack us. So the cops ended up jumping out of the car with their guns drawn, and they did arrest him. And he did have a handgun down his trousers. So I saw that. I've been out on some surveillance operations with them. We raided a house. It was a known dope house. So all sorts of exciting stuff and very, very eye-opening stuff, but not just those exciting cop moments. I also got introduced to a guy called Ray, who's working in the school in East English Village. And Ray sat me down with some gang members who attended the school, and he works with them, bringing these kids together, trying to get them onto the right path. And Ray's an ex-gang member himself. He grew up in Detroit and was a gang member, but now he's completely changed his life, and now he works with these kids, getting them off the gangs. And it is very revealing and very interesting to sit and speak to these boys who were all enemies once in different gangs, are now coming together and they're friends. And it just shows that, you know, you can get away from these gangs, and the work that Ray is doing with the police, with the DPD and the school, you know, it has a great effect.
I'm talking with Michael Matthews, who's a police constable with the London Metropolitan Police. He's currently attached to Scotland Yard, and he is researching a book he will be writing about the Detroit Police Department. You talked about that vivid impression you got growing up watching TV, Michael, watching shows like Kojak and Hill Street Blues, and they're like, how did the reality of day-to-day police work in Detroit and the other departments that you have observed in America, how did that compare to what you grew up watching?
Yeah, funny you ask that. It's actually quite similar in many ways. Even little things like seeing the guys with the guns on their hip, that straight away just, you know, has flashbacks to these cop shows and the way they speak, the cars, the streets, even the street signs, you know, all this stuff makes you think you're in a television show. And the actual work they do, yeah, there's more bureaucracy, there's more paperwork, but it can be, not always, but it can be just as exciting as those television shows I grew up watching. A good example of that is the, you know, just the other day, as I said, I was out with the cops, and here comes this guy out of a house holding a gun, looking like he's going to shoot us. I mean, this isn't a daily occurrence in the UK, certainly not where I worked.
Because that's what I wondered. We know that there are tough, tough neighborhoods in London, and you're saying that that would probably not happen in those tough neighborhoods? What would they do, come out with a knife, perhaps?
Yeah, knife crime is certainly more prevalent in the UK than gun crime. The reason for that is, you know, our gun control is extremely strict. There are guns on the streets of London and the UK, of course there are, and there are shootings, but certainly not to the level you see over here. I mean, in 21 years service, I've had one incident where a guy's come at me with a gun. There will be officers that will go their entire careers, and we do 30 years in the UK, they will go their entire careers and never have an incident involving a gun. They might not even see a gun. At the start of this interview, you mentioned about how officers will go their career and never fire a gun. Actually, officers can go for their career and never even see a gun in the UK. They're that rare. They are out there. It does happen. Mm. But they're certainly not as prevalent as they are in the US.
I know. I actually, in getting ready to talk with you, I checked with my nephew, who is a London police constable who's at Heathrow. And I said, do you carry a gun? And he said, no, no weapons, no firearms for me. He's with the SATs, the Safer Airport Team. I don't believe he's ever carried a gun in his career with the London police. And that stuns Americans, doesn't it, when you tell people that?
You know, it's completely normal in the UK not to carry a gun, of course. We have 130,000, approximately, police officers in the whole of the country. And out of those 130,000, only 6,000 are currently trained in firearms. Not all of them are carried, that's just who's trained. Hmm. That number's starting to go up. They want to increase those numbers because of the threat of terrorism and such. But at the moment, yeah, just 6,000 carry. And when I tell police officers in this country that, no, we don't really carry guns in the UK, I don't currently carry a gun in the UK, they are always shocked and surprised and express, you know, how they couldn't imagine doing their job here without a gun.
You touched on that fear of terrorism, and I know that is something that my nephew at Heathrow knows is an issue. They're out there as a deterrent for possible terrorist attacks. Do you see that moving UK police in the direction of having to be more armed?
Well, it is. I mean, it's been in the national press just in the past couple of weeks, actually, about the numbers increasing. I think in London they want another 600 police officers trained in firearms. So it is increasing, but the day-to-day policing, the normal uniform patrols, will still be unpoliced.
Hmm. And what kind of public response is there? What reaction to that talk of increasing the numbers? Is it accepted? Is it resisted?
It's hard to say. I mean, there's always going to be those that are for the arming of the police and those that are against, I suppose. I mean, I can't speak on behalf of the police, but in my experience, I've never really noticed an appetite from the public for the police to be armed generally. And even within the police, they've asked the question before, do we want to be armed? And most police officers have said no. They've had votes on it. We don't want to be armed. Some police officers said they would leave the force if they were armed. You know, most people don't want guns, and because we just don't have a gun culture in the UK. And that's no criticism of the US. You know, it's just two different cultures, and it's not our culture. As I say, most people will never even see a gun in their entire life in the UK. So I think there's not a lot of appetite from the public or the police. But saying that, I should imagine there will be an understanding with the current threat levels being what they are, that why we are asking to increase the numbers.
So give us an understanding. If I see a police constable walking along, you know, Hammersmith on patrol, what is he or she carrying for protection?
The general police officers on patrol will be carrying an AF baton, which is one of those extendable metal batons, and a can of pepper spray and handcuffs. And that'll be it.
It is pretty stunning. It'll be fascinating to get your take with that background bringing to what you've observed with the Detroit officers you rode with. When do you hope? What's your deadline for getting your book out?
Next year. That's the hope. It's only going to be an interesting book, I think.
Well, we will look forward to speaking with you when it does come out.
Wonderful. I'd love to speak to you again.
Michael Matthews is with Scotland Yard. He is a veteran police constable with the London Metropolitan Police. He'll be writing a book about the Detroit Police Department, and as he told us, looking to have it out next year. Michael, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.